Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Welcome to the movie news, and we start with the tried and tested formula of remakes. 19 years ago, the world was introduced to this supernatural period tale.
Where are they?
What?
The curtains! The curtains! My children's lives depend on someone has taken the curtains!
I have noticed, ma'am. There's no need for you to raise your voice.
The Others, which starred Nicole Kidman and Fionnuala Flanagan, was a period tale in which a war widow hides her children away in an isolated and always curtained mansion due to them having a rare disease. The arrival of three mysterious servants unlocks the house's terrifying secrets. The film not only scored award nominations, it was a big hit and made over $200 million at the global box office. The plan is to reinvent and modernize the story, and the new take, it seems, has already attracted significant interest from A-list talent and studio backers. Meanwhile, Universal Pictures are remaking this.
What's wrong, John?
Come to me, boy.
What's wrong, John?
Didn't you hear me, boy?
John, when your dad says come, you should mind him.
He ain't my dad.
The Night of the Hunter was released in 1955, and it's based on the novel by Davis Grubb. It follows a religious fanatic, con man and murderer, who marries a widow knowing that her deceased husband has hid $10,000 from authorities following a bank robbery. The widow's young children are reluctant to tell them where their real dad hid the money as the man plots more sinister ways to find the cash. The 1955 version starring Robert Mitchum was considered controversial at the time, given its dark themes. Though little is known about the new project, it's expected to be a contemporary version of the original thriller, rather than a period piece. To streaming now, and a new player has joined the world of content. Quibi is a streaming service that delivers quick bites of content, episodes or installments running 10 minutes or less. That content will take three forms: movies and chapters, short unscripted series and documentaries, and daily essentials, which is news and lifestyle programming in quick bite form. The service is actually only available on mobile or tablet devices. One of the shows I've started watching is A Most Dangerous Man.
I make possible man's innate desire to be challenged in a highly intense sport, hunting.
You'd want them to hunt me? When does it start?
It just did.
Liam Hemsworth stars as a terminally ill man desperate to care for his pregnant wife, enough so that he joins a potentially lucrative venture which turns out to be a deadly ruse, pitting him as prey in a dangerous game of cat and mouse. Christoph Waltz also stars. For now, you can sign up for 3 months free on Quibi, so it's worth checking out. After that, it's going to be $8.99 a month. Meanwhile, Disney has reported that its streaming service, Disney Plus, has surpassed the 50 million paid subscriber mark. That pushes it past Hulu with its 30 million subscribers, though it's a long way to catch up against the streaming giant Netflix, who has 167 million subscribers.
Hi! Oh, wow, you look gorgeous.
Hello, how are you?
I didn't know you had a new boyfriend. I'm so glad you've moved on from that last guy. What was his name, Chaz?
No, I'm Chaz.
Oh my God. Have you gone out with two Chazzes in a row?
That's a clip from Love Wedding Repeat, which has just started streaming on Netflix. In this, alternate versions of the same wedding unfold as Jack tries to make sure his little sister has the perfect wedding day. Sam Claflin, Olivia Munn and Aisling Bea star. Meanwhile on TV this evening, can I recommend all kids and dog lovers to watch A Dog's Purpose? A dog goes through four lifetimes with different owners through various time periods. During this journey, he steadily understands his real purpose. Dennis Quaid leads the cast, with Josh Gad providing the dog's voice. It's on RT1 at 6:35 this evening. Then later on BBC Two, some really good movies back to back. First up, Victoria and Abdul. Queen Victoria strikes up an unlikely friendship with a young Indian clerk. The always watchable Judi Dench stars. It's on BBC Two at 9:15. And then straight after comes Clouds of Sils Maria. A film star comes face to face with an uncomfortable reflection of herself while starring in a revival of the play that launched her career. Juliette Binoche and Christian Stewart star, and it starts at 11 p.m. And then tomorrow, two classics back to back.
Louis, whatever gave you the impression that I might be interested in helping Laszlo escape?
Because, my dear Ricky, I suspect that under that cynical shell, you're at heart a sentimentalist.
Casablanca is on RT1 at 2 p.m. and that's followed at 3:45 with Judy Garland and Fred Astaire starring in a delight for your Easter Sunday, the gorgeously coloured MGM classic Easter Parade.
Me, oh my, there's a lot to buy, there is shopping I must do. Happy Easter to you.